From Puck, the comic weekly, the adventures of Jungle Jim. Jungle Jim, defender of the right, world traveler, and man of action. Based on the comic strip of the same name that appears in Puck, the comic weekly. Jim Bradley, known as Jungle Jim, and his friends, Lil DeVril and Kulu, are in Rio, where earlier today they rescued Dr. Felix Omu, a medical missionary, from a brutal beating. On regaining consciousness, Dr. Omu asked them to do something to save his countrymen, the natives of Konaland, Africa, from virtual slavery. Jim promised to do what he could. Now Jim is about to meet a young woman, Juliana Quist, who insisted on talking to him alone. As he enters the hotel cafe, he finds a statuesque blonde to be the sole occupant of the room.
Are you Miss Quist?
I am. And you are Mr. Bradley?
Yes, I'm Jim Bradley.
I am happy that you consented to come. Please sit down, Mr. Bradley.
Thank you.
You may wonder for what purpose I, a complete stranger, should seek you out in a foreign city.
I'm wondering, period.
You see, I have heard of your brave rescue of that doctor this morning. In fact, the whole city is talking of nothing else. It was wonderfully courageous of you, routing two bandits.
Miss Quist, I'm sure you didn't come around just for my autograph. You mentioned on the phone that your business with me was urgent.
Ah, but it is. I am in need of the services of an extremely courageous man. That is why I was bold enough to call on you.
I see.
But you do not see yet, Jim. May I call you Jim?
Well, that's my name. Suppose you tell me just what it is that I don't see, Miss Quist.
I am in serious trouble. There is no one to whom I can turn. And in my desperation, I turn to you. Will you help me?
I don't know. What help do you want?
I shall tell you. I want to lead an expedition into the interior, to the headwaters of the Amazon.
What for?
To rescue my little sister, who has been kidnapped by some wicked men.
Kidnapped? But why come to me? Why not go to the authorities?
Because the kidnappers have threatened that if I do, I will never see her alive again. I cannot let them kill my sweet little Katya. 14 years old. She was on her way to school.
Have you any idea why these men kidnapped your sister?
Naturally. For ransom. They demand of me $100,000 in American money. But I will not pay them. Not 1 cent.
And still you say your sister means so much to you.
Oh, but she does. You mistake me. I will gladly pay you the money if you will find her and bring her back. To them, nothing. To you, Jim. I will pay whatever you ask.
It doesn't add up, Miss Quist. You wouldn't be standing on principle if the important objective was just to bring your sister back alive. Now tell me, what's behind this?
Oh, I begin to be afraid that you are perhaps not really as brave as people say.
Well, maybe not. At least I'm not fool enough to go chasing up the Amazon on what looks like to me a wild goose chase.
Please, Jim, you must believe me. You and you only can save my sister. I beg of you, undertake this commission for me.
I'm sorry, Miss Quist, but I've got to refuse.
So, you turned down $100,000. Then you must have other more profitable business to attend to in these next few weeks.
Perhaps.
It is perhaps connected with that young Dr. Omu who you rescued.
What makes you think that?
This morning, you and your friend were idle sightseers. Now you have no time to earn a large reward. The conclusion is obvious.
You know, Miss Quist, what you need is a reel and a rod. Your fishing would be much more successful.
I like you, Jim. If I didn't, I would not attempt to warn you. There are things that I have heard which I cannot tell you. But I know you are like a child playing with fire. You will surely burn your fingers.
I'll keep a first aid kit handy, thank you. Goodbye, Miss Quist.
Wait.
Yes?
A word of advice.
I always welcome good advice, Miss Quist.
Forget about Dr. Omu and anything he may have told you.
Why should I?
Because I sincerely believe that anyone who befriends the foolish young doctor will end up as he has, on his deathbed.
A quizzical smile crosses the face of the beautiful blonde woman as Jim turns away. Had Jim noticed it, he would have been sure that he hadn't seen the last of Juliana Quist. In just a moment, we will continue the adventures of Jungle Jim. Every week the whole year round, Puck the Comic Weekly brings you two huge sections of comics, page after page of America's favorite funnies. All in full color, all designed and created by leading artists for your pleasure. The nation's foremost Sunday papers distribute Puck the Comic Weekly to youngsters and grown-ups in more than 7 million homes throughout the country. Your dealer carries one of those Sunday papers, so ask him for the Sunday paper that includes Puck the Comic Weekly and add to your reading pleasure. You'll recognize it by the figure of Puck and the name The Comic Weekly at the top of the front page of each of the two big color comic sections. Now, back to Jungle Jim. Jim has just refused a fabulous offer to go on an expedition into the interior of Brazil because he believes it to be only a ruse to get him to abandon Dr. Omu's cause. Now, it is just before dinner, and he and Lil are waiting for Kulu to return with plane tickets for their flight to Dakar, the first leg of their journey to Konoland for Dr. Omu.
So, your mysterious caller turned out to be a beautiful blonde, huh, Jim?
She was striking, all right.
Like a snake, huh?
Yes, Lil, very much so. I wonder what made her think I'd fall for that phony expedition up the Amazon.
Well, I suppose she thought it wouldn't hurt to try.
Well, I just gave it a brush off.
Say, Jim, perhaps you shouldn't have.
What do you mean, Lil?
Well, if you could have kept her on the string until we left tomorrow, she might not have tried any other approach. Now she knows you're going to Africa, and she may think of something else to stop you.
Maybe you're right. We'll just have to be on our guard, that's all.
I think we will.
Hello? Yes, Colo? Did you get the plane ticket? Oh, that's good. What? Why not? Oh, but that's ridiculous. Listen, Colo, you leave our passports there and tell the clerk that I'll be right down. Yes. No, you need to wait for me. I'd rather have you here at the hotel with Lil. All right, Colo, goodbye.
What's the matter, Jim?
Oh, some minor clerk at the French consulate won't give us visas to go to Dakar.
What?
I'm going down there now and straighten out the trouble.
What reason did he give?
Unsettled world conditions. Did you ever hear of such nonsense?
I wonder if this mightn't be your blonde friend at work.
I'll find out. And if I'm late, you and Cole will go down to do dinner without me.
All right, Jim.
So long, Will.
Goodbye.
See you later. I'm on my way.
But, monsieur, it is no fault of mine. We have the instructions to refuse visas, except for the most urgent of affairs. Your friend, Monsieur Collu, he did not say why you wish to visit in Dakar, and so I must refuse to grant a visa.
We're going on most urgent personal business.
Eh bien. And what is this business exactly, monsieur?
None of yours, that's certain.
Then I must regret, monsieur, that I cannot grant you and your friends visas.
Who is your superior in this office? I'd like to talk to him.
Only the consul. And he is not available. Unfortunately, he is away in the interior on a matter of state.
I see. How much have you been paid for refusing to grant us visas?
Monsieur, have a care. You are insulting me.
That's the only way I see it. You've been bribed by someone to refuse to give us visas, and I'm going to do something about it.
I bid you good day, monsieur. I refuse to take such insults.
Oh, no, you don't. You stay right here at this desk. I'm going to make a phone call.
To whom, monsieur?
To the French ambassador. I'm sure you'll listen to him.
Such nonsense. You expect the ambassador to barter himself with such trivial affairs.
Yes, I certainly do expect just that. Mr. Doucet happens to be a friend of mine.
You are bluffing.
Am I? Hand me that phone.
Oui, monsieur.
All right, now then. Will you get me the French embassy, please? Yes, I said the French embassy, thank you. I suppose you'll trust your own switchboard operator to get the right number, Mr. Corbet.
Yes.
Hello? I'd like to speak to Mr. Doucet, the ambassador, please. Oh, yes, he'll speak to me. Tell him it's Jim Bradley. Just say Jungle Jim. He'll remember me. Thank you.
He will speak with you?
She's ringing his office. Hello, Mr. Doucet. This is Jim Bradley. Oh, fine, thank you. Yes, it has been a long time. Yes, Lil and Cole.
Fuck, Rebe.
Well, we would if we had the time, but it'll have to wait for another day. Here's what I called about. I'm at your consulate now, asking for visas to French West Africa. Dakar. Yes, that's right. Well, it seems that the clerk, Mr. Corbet, is raising some objections here. I thought you might be able to help me. Yes, I'll put him on. Will you speak to the ambassador, Mr. Corbet?
May we? Hello, Monsieur l'Ambassadeur. Ici, Monsieur Corbet. Oui, c'est vrai. Oui, je voudrais vous expliquer. Je vous permets. Pardon, je vous en prie. Ce n'est pas ma faute, ce monsieur. Oui. Oui, oui, monsieur. He would like to speak with you, Monsieur Bradley.
Hello? Yes, yes, that's fine, thank you. We'll do our best to see you when we return. And thanks again. Goodbye, Mr. Doucet.
Your passports, monsieur, with your visas. Please forgive me.
Well, thank you. And remember, Mr. Coupet, honesty is the best policy.
I am so sorry.
Yes, I know you are. Now, bye. Hi, Lil. Ready
Hi.
Yet?
Just about. How'd you make out with the visas?
No, I had to phone the ambassador. Remember him, Lil? We met him in Paris that time. Pierre Doucet?
Oh, sure, I remember him. A charming man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did he help?
Did he? He almost split the receiver boiling out that clerk.
Oh, I can just hear him.
Hey, where's Cole?
In his room waiting for us.
Well, then let's go. I'm hungry.
Okay. Oh, well, come in.
Flowers for Mr. Brill.
For me?
Yes, miss.
Oh.
Who's the mysterious admirer, Bill?
I'll find out in a minute.
Here's something for you, my young friend.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Oh, gee, isn't this lovely? A corsage of orchids. Oh, Jim, you sent them, didn't you?
Not guilty, although maybe I should have. Look, is there a card in the box?
Oh, gee, I don't see any.
Lil.
What?
Don't move.
What is it?
On that orchid. A live tarantula. Watch out, Lil. Its bite means death.
Lil stands frozen, the beautiful corsage in her hand, unable to move, as a great, ugly tarantula crawls from behind one of the lovely blooms. Will the tarantula strike before Jim can destroy it? Be with us next week when we continue the adventures of Jungle Jim.